The 3rd century martyr, Cyprian, said it best. God does not receive the sacrifice of a person who is in disagreement, but commands him to go back from the altar and first be reconciled to his brother, that so God also may be appeased by the prayers of a peacemaker. Our peace and brotherly agreement is the greater sacrifice to God. The sacrifice of the Mass is a sacrifice that makes our peace with God. If that sacrifice is spoiled or in some way tainted or injured, then we are not offering to God our first fruits, our best. And what exactly are we offering? Finest wheat? Spring lambs? Not quite. We are offering to God what God Himself says He truly wants as sacrifice, a contrite heart, a heart burned clean of resentment, vengeance, nursed hurt, anger, pettiness, willful disobedience, murder, self-righteousness, judgment, any sort of rank wickedness. The pure victim of this sacrifice of the altar is your heart laid bare to God, open and free, without the blemish of any foul motive, and cleaned from any contention or disagreement. The fires of Gehenna are stoked with the wooden hearts of those who will not to turn from their childish, nursed hurts and their petty resentments. How sad to burn for a lack of a will to love. Add your broken heart to Christ's sacrifice. Add your doubtful heart, your mournful heart, your anxious heart. Add your joyful, thankful, peaceful heart. Add them all to this sacrifice, and add them for the good of others. But keep your unrepentant heart until you find the will to crack it open and to do what is necessary to be reconciled to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus cannot be clearer. If you bring your gift to the altar and there you recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. And this is slightly odd. Notice that Jesus says, if you recall that your brother has something against you, he doesn't say, if you recall that you have something against your brother. The burden of a faithful man or woman in Christ is to be the first in seeking out reconciliation and not just waiting for reconciliation to show up. Jesus is laying on us a righteous obligation beyond being merely open to reconciliation. He is telling us to search for those with whom we have malfunctioning friendships and to make them right. Now, if you're having trouble finding the good news in any of this, take heart in the first rule of Christian life. Jesus will not require of us anything that he is unwilling to give us the grace to complete. The good news of today's gospel is that the Holy Spirit, carried above and death-dealing sins of hatred and anger, we are gifted with the fiery graces of God's love to burn our hearts clean, to wash away the ashes, to clear the smoke, and to see with crystalline clarity all the bonds that we must mend in order to offer to God those same hearts as acceptable victims for the altar. There is nothing that we must do that we can do without Christ. He is our advocate and guide. He is our servant and our Lord. If you are impeded in your task of heart washing, let the psalm remind you, if you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand? If our Lord keeps notes of our sin, if he adds them up like columns of debits, Which of us would long stand under that accumulating bill? We are weak alone. We are strong together. We are invincible with Christ. No, we're more than invincible. We are victors already. Put that victory against iniquity to work. Seek out those with whom you have an against relationship. Be reconciled to them and come back to this altar with your contrite heart. Stand open and free before Christ, ready for the sacrifice that will change who you are into who He is. And may your righteousness surpass the angels and all the saints.